party has a history of dealing with corruption. And I had mentioned that it's an oxymoron to suggest that, purely because, you know, if he's not going to deal with the past ills, how does he justify what he will then deal with? Because it creates a precedence that that shouldn't be entertained.
Yes, ideally, it shouldn't be that way. But like I tried to say earlier on, if you start digging into the past, you will get to a point of no return. Really.
But is there anything they're doing now to deal with corruption?
That is it. So I think we have to start from somewhere if we have to fight corruption in Nigeria.
So where are they starting from now?
And currently, I must tell you, the biggest news in Nigeria currently in terms of fighting corruption is that the Senate president, who is the number three most powerful person in Nigeria and in government, is currently being put on trial last week.
But to be fair, there have been a multitude of people put on trial, and cases have been thrown out of court.
Yeah.
What makes this so different?
What makes it so different is because prior to this, you would never ever get the Senate President of the Federal Republic being put on trial. And so it takes someone with a strong personality. It takes someone that believes in strong institutions. If you remember when President Obama visited Africa the last time, that was in 2009, he spoke about Africa needs to build strong institutions and not strong leaders. And so it takes someone who believes in strong institutions to put the Senate president on trial for false declaration of assets.
But you have cases in Nigeria currently, current cases, where people pay policemen to go and arrest innocent people purely because they have grudges with them. Yes. That's not building institutions.
That's not building institutions, but the level that corruption has gotten into is such that such things we keep happening until they see the light, they see the handwriting on the wall that the current president is very serious about fighting corruption. Even the senior president has been put on trial. Some people have said it's a political witch hunt because the party, his party, the president, which is also the president's party, never wanted him to be the senior president. They had their candidate who they wanted to be the senior president, but he defied their party and emerged. So some people are saying that...
So let me get this correctly.
Yes.
The current leader, you were saying, is fighting allegations of corruption in court.
Yes.
Was a member of whose party? Buhari's party? Or he had his own party, but yet they didn't want him to campaign?
He's a member of Buhari's party. He crossed over from the PDP, which was a ruling government, to the present APC.
So you're saying that Buhari is currently having someone in his own party?
Yes.
Under
trial for futuristic declaration of assets. He declared assets he never had. Allegedly, we must make it clear.
But that can't be a strong allegation. If someone declares assets they don't have, futuristic assets.
Yes.
Are they vying by the notion that perhaps he intends to corrupt?
Yes, he intends to corrupt. And there is no. There's no weak corrupt practice. Corruption is corruption. Whether you stole, whether you inflated contract, whether you declared assets you never had.
But what if it was... But purely if you realize in African politics, the political class are also the business class.
Yes.
What if that was purely just to keep up with the Jones and he had no intent at all? How do you justify an absent action? How do you justify an absent action?
Well, when you declare assets you never had and you were going to be the governor, remember the current senior president who has been put on trial was a governor of Okwara State for 8 years.
Right.
And so he declared it before becoming the governor. So when you've declared your assets that you never had before becoming a governor...
And then begin to have them.
It means you intended to steal.
Begin to have the assets or hadn't yet had them?
I may never know because we are not going to convict him.
It is a witch hunt. So can't this be a way of Buhari saving face on a promise you could not deliver purely because he can't face the generals that he should be facing?
Yeah, well, speaking for the state, that's the government, they said he on the code of conduct... on his code of conduct declarations, that he declared some of them in there. And so I don't have the evidence here. I don't have the facts here. But if they have said that he declared it before he had it, it is left for them to prove it. And if they don't prove it, then he shall be, left off the hook. But however, no matter what you look at it, it's a big, big something that the number three citizen of Nigeria is in the dark.
Yeah, it's only a big something to a political has-been who had the potential of actually going in and vying for the presidency, but failed, went for the governor instead. Yes. He's a small boy. If we're to look at the bigger picture of generals that you yourself claim to be untouchables, why isn't he going for the untouchables and going for small boys? This in itself may appear as a bullying tactic just to save face amongst his electorate. Can it not be seen as that?
I agree with you. If he had had the political will to put the generals on trial, it would have sent a strong message that no fish is bigger than the Federal Republic and no one is bigger
than
the law.
So this is a mere smoke screen there.
I wouldn't say it's a mere smoke screen. I would say that he started from somewhere. And they don't belittle the status of who is on trial. He's a number three citizen. It never happened before. It wouldn't have happened. Remember, there have been successive governments since 1999, since the return of democracy. Mm-hmm. This is the fourth president. We had General Obasanjo. We had Yar'Adua, Goodluck Jonathan. And such things never happened. And so for him to have been able to do this, I think we have to give him a bit of credit.
We would have given him credit.
Yes.
If his strategy of the election that he campaigned was not on the premise of fighting corruption, we would have given him credit if that wasn't the excuse he used. But the excuse that he gave the electorate, which deserve a better action, was that he was going to go to the election and win the presidency and fight corruption and fight people in the big fish, if you will, that you call the untouchables.
Yes.
For me, I think he's using this as a mere justification, a smokescreen, if you will, to as a sample. Okay, this is what I'm actually doing. But there's no evidence of any credibility to, no matter how big this person is, he isn't the big fish that you alluded to earlier.
Well, you might say he's not the biggest fish, but he's still a big fish. You must understand that former president, current President Buhari, was also a general, just like these guys. There were a whole lot of things that went wrong during all these past administrations, like the Halliburton scandal, like the CMS scandal, where bribes were given by Western companies to Nigerians to secure contracts.
Right.
And the Western countries, America and UK, have tried their citizens for this, but those ones that received the bribes in Nigeria, the generals, have not been tried.
The Western example would be merely weak, purely because it's more transparent.
Yes.
And in the cases of Nigeria fighting against corruption, most cases have been thrown out of court, or even when justified as guilty, the past case, Goodluck Jonathan, gave a presidential pardon to a corrupt
ex-governor.
A corrupt ex-governor.
Yes.
So I think it doesn't create a good premise. But slightly moving on.
Okay.
Buhari also, Nigeria faces security, quite a number of security issues.
Yep.
If we were to talk about the hashtag bring back the girls scenario.
Yeah.
What happened to that?
Well, they bring back the girls campaign, I must admit, has wound down a bit. And that leads someone to think that it was all political. The protests that was led by former education minister and ex-World Banker vice president Obi Ezekwesili, one would have expected them to keep the momentum going and impress it on the government to make sure that they put all necessary measures in place to make sure that the girls are rescued.
But the question now is, what is Buhari's plan with regards to security?
I must give him credit in terms of security, because that is one of the three things he spoke about, he promised.
What has he done?
That is the only thing we can say he's done something a bit. One of the first things he did after he was sworn in was to visit the Western countries, as you must know, for
England specifically.
Yeah, England and America, and then also to visit the neighboring countries who are also vital towards fighting the Boko Haram. And so right now, and I must also give credit to the past president, Jonathan, who towards the tail end of his administration got